Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Yes, we've done this from time to time. We personally tell you something about ourselves that you may not have known. What was yours last time, MJ?
I think I might have dropped the bombshell that I was a champion water skier when I was a kid.
Oh, you did too.
No. No, the last time on this segment, your bombshell was in year 10, you were voted most likely to go to jail.
Yeah, correct.
How about yours?
Sucked in though, didn't go to jail, so ha-ha.
My last time we'd played bombshells, I told you that I'd slept with someone from a reality TV show.
Right. Two people, wasn't it?
Two?
One's obvious, it's in the papers, I looked it up.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
What?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no, well, two, it's two.
Google.
But what was the other one, do we know?
What's the new one?
You will never, you will, as I stand here before you, you will never get it from me.
What was her name off Sylvania Waters? Her?
Well, I'll tell you, you're getting warmer.
Maureen.
It wasn't something about Miriam either. Now, listen. So I can't remember. What was yours, Kat? Do you remember?
Oh, mine was a neighbour's, similar along your lines.
You slept with someone from Neighbours. And Tash knows, and you won't tell.
Correct.
No. All right, well, it's time to get into a fresh round, and I do this because this happened to me last night. I was home on my own, and I'm still a bit emotional about it. I watched on my own. I watched Paddington 2 and burst into tears.
Oh, are you okay? Is something going on at home?
It's such a good film.
It's beautiful.
I'm just telling you, it is amazing.
Yes.
I heard from a friend that this was a very good film, and circumstances changed last night, and I was left on my own. And I thought,
let's watch Paddington.
You know, I'll flip out Paddington 2. And boy, did it deliver. It was just one of the great, such a fantastic film, and it's so moving. And he's such a good little bear. And everyone in it, and they really support him. And even the prisoners, when they get out of jail, they abandon him, but then they come back. Oh, spoiler alerts all over the joint.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alerts.
Did you get a little blanket and a hot chocolate?
I'm going to go home and watch it again. So. There you go. Okay, MJ, what's your spoiler alert? What's your bombshell?
Well, I was quite the student at Wayland Primary School. Not only was I a debating district champion, but I was also the...
Jesus.
I was also the double Dutch skipping champion with a kid called Jeffrey Roberts.
So debating champion, where was that? In your local magistrate's court? Well, and I'm like, were you defending yourself? Or,
no, I was very good at
debating.
I was very good at written expression, like come up now, but I used to be. I used to be good at that. And I decided to enter the my teacher said, go on the debating thing. I said, what is it? And so I learned it, and we beat other schools.
Good on you.
And then
the district may not have been the most challenging. Well, so the district may have included a few Neanderthals.
There was 13 schools involved, and we topped the tree, Wayland Primary School.
Wayland. And Wayland. You were there. You were like Peter Ustinov of the debating circuit. All right, what was the other one? You were the king at school of double Dutch
skipping. Yes, there was all the girls used to do it, and you know there was a big craze in the early 80s, and a young bloke called Jeffy Roberts had no partner, and I said I'll do it with you, and we end up winning against the other schools as well.
Oh, bit of quick feet.
Quick feet, you know. Can you dance like the crew? Can you do what we do? Check it out. But don't forget that our meals are crew. Double up, two shot. Never thought the body's right. Rocket.
What's happening now?
I'm having an out-of-body experience.
If you're just cheating in now, we're talking about the double Dutch champ. Billy's on the line. Billy, you had a bombshell regarding MG, or you won it?
Yeah, Yes, morning, Mick. We're all flabbergasted with MG's talents, but the thing that still gets me is when he told us he passed his cousin.
Yep.
Oh, you did do that. Was that on Bombshells?
Yes.
You told us that you passed your cousin.
No, it was what the F. There was a stat on how many people had kissed their cousins and he could relate.
Yes. Yeah.
Why'd you do it? What was happening?
I was a dare. We're playing Spin the Bottle. My cousin, her boyfriend and me. I was 15. And it landed on me. And for some reason we're playing Truth or Dare then after the Spin the Bottle.
Mm. And did you take advantage while he was waxing his surfboard? he was not the wiser because he was waxing his surfboard and you've grabbed your cousin?
Yeah, Rick was in the corner waxing his surfboard.
Unbelievable.
Cut his grass. Wow.
That's what a bit of double dutch does for someone. All right, hey, let's get to the girls. Kat, what's your bombshell, please?
I might be one of the greatest amateur fisherwomen in all of Sydney. I fish a lot. I do a lot of fishing.
What?
I have never left an exposition without catching a fish. So I feel confident if we went to a deserted island, I could feed all of you.
Oh, I don't think you would.
I promise you, I know.
What kind of fish do you catch?
I catch big leather jackets, flatheads, snappers.
Stop it.
My dad has the world record for a certain type of species of shark. Like, we are a fishing family.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Didn't know that.
Stop it.
Mm. Stop what?
Fishing. Leave something in the ocean for the rest of us.
I'm very well fed.
Right. Tash, what have you got?
I relax by doing the edges and the lawn at home, listening to heavy metal music.
Do you listen to heavy metal music?
Yes, as I'm mowing the lawn and doing the edges. And if I get a perfect edge on the lawn, it's like I've won Christmas.
Like lawn porn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What type of heavy metal?
Oh, all different types, and then I found a spray that you can put on your lawn to make it look greener.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the heavy metal.
Yeah.
ACDC.
That's not really heavy, that's rock.
You trim the lawn listening to ACDC. We're done here. Thank you. And nothing gives us greater joy than when someone makes a dick of themselves on a game show. I'm going to play you a clip now from The Weakest Link in England. You're welcome.
Helen, in geology, the White Cliffs of Dover are principally formed of what substance, chalk or cheese?
Cheese.
Yep, the White Cliffs of Dover are made of cheese. Probably a beautiful gorgonzola.
Yes, I think.
Oh, dear, that makes me laugh. You know, I thought it was untrue, but it's not. It is true. I can verify that. I was watching the Animal Channel and National Geographic, and a David Attenborough documentary popped up.
The White Cliffs of Dover stand proudly, a monument to nature's culinary artistry, resembling a colossal wheel of cheddar cheese. Their creamy, crumbly texture invites exploration, akin to slicing into a gourmet cheese board. Each craggy edge evokes the allure of a well-aged parmesan, while the sun's embrace adds a golden hue reminiscent of Gouda's richness. From afar, they present a picturesque landscape, resembling a vast cheese platter awaiting discovery. As the sea breeze carries whispers of salt, one can't help but imagine these cliffs as nature's homage to the finest cheeses, a testament to the earth's boundless creativity. But f*** me, they stink.
That's right, David.
Yep, it happened.
MG Sport Report.
Yeah, round two is upon us, and for those who are in tipping comps, which most of us are, here are the main in and outs for round two. Benji Marshall will hand an 18-year-old rookie, Lockie Galvin, a debutant he'll be this week in the match. So good luck to Lockie. Welcome to the NRL, son. Jai Arrow, Josh Adokar and Jason Saab will miss round two after picking up injuries in round one. Jai Arrow, who will talk to Dr. David Riccio later, could be out for the season. Dom Young will make his Roosters club debut after missing Vegas with concussion. And Jared Weary-Hargraves returns from suspension as well to replace Spencer Lenu. And finally, for the Panthers, Scotty Sorensen and Mitch Kenny are back for the Panthers in Friday's Western Sydney derby against the mighty Parramatta Eels. Mickey.
What's the most significant of those, do you think?
I would say that if Jai Arrow is out of the South Sydney Rabbitohs for the season, that is disastrous because it's an Origin player. They're already a bit short in troops in the forward pack, so that would be... look, they've got Jack Whiten coming back next week and Campbell Graham's out indefinitely, so the South Sydney Rabbitohs all of a sudden are reeling from suspensions and injuries.
Okay, let's go to boxing.
Oh, yes.
And how is it being dragged into the mud now?
Well, if the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight wasn't already a sham, listen to the reported details on how the fight will go down. It's expected to be an exhibition fight, so not a pro fight. Both Tyson and Paul will wear headgear, and wait for this one.
What?
They'll be wearing 18-ounce gloves, which you wear at training so you don't knock your partner.
That's the size of balloons. Yeah. It's like having two balloons strapped to your wrists. Why don't they just have a pillow fight? That guy is seriously ruining the sport single-handedly.
He
should be barred. Someone should take out an AVO and let him not allowed within 500 metres of a boxing ring.
Yep.
You are destroying a proud, historic sport full of champions who have gone at some stages over 15 rounds, have fought for their country. It's just incredible history and lineage. And we've got this dickhead. Who brings his followers to the table. If Netflix do this, it'll be the lowest moment in their history, bar none. Hey, you know what should be on the undercard? Someone fighting a kangaroo. You know what I mean? Why don't we just...
His brother can.
Get his brother to fight a kangaroo. That'll be fun. Get stuffed.
Shocking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're having a shocker.
Okay.
We love this. We ask the question on the show every so often, who's had a shocker? MG, get the ball rolling.
I'm going to start with Greens leader Adam Bandt, who's had a shocker because he's racked up $1 million a year in expenses, which includes printing and two private jets while also campaigning for anti-fossil fuel.
Private jets.
He's been zipping around the country.
He can't be a Greens leader lecturing everybody about climate change and emissions and be getting on board a private jet.
No.
That's just not compatible. No. You can't be getting on a private jet while I have to drink out of a paper straw.
Come on, Banty. What are you doing, mate?
What a hypocrite. Oh, full disclosure, I have no time for the Greens. They add nothing. You need to be one of the... hitched to one of the major powers. All they do is spoil. They've voted against things for nature and the environment when it suits themselves.
Exactly right.
Bob Brown, everyone, you know what they've done when they have to. They just suit themselves. They're very selfish and they lecture. And there they are out there. Is that true? He's caught private jets.
Yeah.
He may as well be driving a monster truck. He may as well put a little flag on a monster truck and drive that to Parliament every day. You are a hypocrite, you're a liar, and you can't be trusted, and all you do is grandstand and spoil, and you don't have the nation's... just that idea that we're doing it because of higher purpose, you're not.
He's racked up $963,000 in expenses, and also that's on top of his $314,000 a year salary.
He's taking the piss. Private plane crashes into a forest and sets the whole forest alight, burning down the forest and thus even further harming climate change.
He does drive a hybrid.
There's a bombshell apology.
And lectures us all. I can't wait for him. Can everyone at every press conference that guy holds just put up the hand and go, but is it true you fly in a private jet?
Yeah.
Tash, who's had a shocker?
Well, talking about flights, Boeing has had an absolute shocker. You know, they've had a couple of scenarios where we even saw a plane heading towards Sydney, you know, plunge midair. There's been a door fly off a plane. That sparked a major investigation in the States by the Federal Aviation Administration, and they've found some really concerning production issues. Take a listen to how Seven News correspondent David Woywood explained the findings this morning.
Mechanics had been using hotel key cards as makeshift tools to check door seals. Look, others were found using off-the-shelf dish soap, a Dawn dish soap to be specific, as a lubricant when fitting doors that was then wiped down with a wet cheesecloth.
Is that for real?
That is for real.
I saw a Boeing plane that had... No, I'll get sued.
Okay, and then there's been another development. One of the Boeing whistleblowers in the States, John Barnett, has been found dead.
What's happened to him?
Alleged suicide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he about to give evidence?
Well, he'd given some evidence already. He was a major whistleblower.
Wow.
Those Boeing planes, they're in big trouble.
Careful.
The Thunderbirds.
Well, at least they don't have two pilots who fell asleep.
That's true.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3, get involved. Prizes to be won. Have you had a shocker? Do you know someone who's had a shocker? We're going to do this. All right, who else has had a shocker here, Team MG? What are you thinking?
Well, I think Sydney, as a city, we've had a shocker because we retained the title as the cocaine capital of Australia. Of the 4,037
Well done, Sydney. I think that's what Sydney is, you know. There should be T-shirts. Congrats. Well, done it again.
It was on the news last night. I didn't see how the story went. Look.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 96th Annual Narcotics Awards, celebrating the illicit achievements of this great country. And now, to announce the most coveted award of the night, the Cocaine Capital.
The winner is Cindy.
Wow. Just to clarify, that wasn't on the news.
That was Tash Belling on Channel 7 News last night.
I'll tell you who's had a shocker. You had a shocker this morning at our pre-show meeting when you let one rip.
Oh, you did too, MG.
You did.
You mean MG, don't you? Yes, let's make it clear.
Tash, you
stepped up to the plate and peeled one off in front of the girls. I'm match fit.
Yeah. Oh, give me a
break. It'll take a lot to shock me.
You've both got some form in that department.
But the girls really turned up their nose, their toes curled. Mm. Anyway, what else, Tash?
I did apologise.
I would say the royal family is continuing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
To have an absolute shocker.
Let it go, Elsa.
What's happened now?
Now there is speculation. The photo they released yesterday of Kate and Wills in the car apparently leaving, that she was going to a private appointment. In the photo, when you look at it, the bricks don't match the ones in the car, don't match the ones actually on the wall. If you look at the photo, it looks like it's completely dodgy, as well as the Mother's Day photo.
Yes. Honestly,
you have got
this is an addiction for you now. This is an addiction. You need some help.
If you go around to her house, if you go around to Tasha's, you'd walk in and there'd be like that serial killer wall with just pictures of Kate Middleton and arrows pointing and a timeline.
Can I be honest? Red strings
attached. You like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. You'll go around to your house and there'll be scribbles all over the wall and Middleton, MC squared Middleton.
And she'd have what's the music you listen to when you cut the lawn? So
AC/DC.
Heavy metal music in the background going, yeah, come on. You're a serial killer.
I'm just saying there's something going on. I hope she's okay, but...
Something is going on.
They'll be wheeling around Weekend at Bernie's style soon, heading into a press conference. Oh, she's dead. You know that. I know.
They just
need to come out and
make the announcement.
All right. Well done, everybody. Yep. We've been asked to play this again by some of our listeners. This actually, we haven't touched this. This is part of the Weakest Link in the UK. This is a genuine answer.
Helen. In geology, the White Cliffs of Dover are principally formed of what substance? Chalk or cheese?
Cheese.
Oh, my Lord. We're doomed.
Can it get... We might be. Can it get any stupider? Maybe.
Using these following words, Pope, bear, duck, balls,
Fill in the blank in the following statements that are often used when stating the bleeding obvious. Question one, is the blank a Catholic?
Bear.
Incorrect. Question two, does a blank shit in the woods?
Pope.
Incorrect. Question three, does a snake drag its blank?
Duck.
Incorrect. Question four, does the water ripple when a blank farts?
Pope.
Oh, boy, society's officially f***ed.
Yep, we're cooked.
We are indeed.
Here they come. Keep an eye out.
Yeet.
So extra.
Big facts.
Yo, if this doctor keeps leaving us on red, he's gonna catch hands on gang.
Straight up chuggy.
On God.
Dead ass.
Objection, Your Honor. Stop pressing, my boy.
You're being a bit cringe, sis.
Daddy.
What a fun Gen Z time we're having.
Time to check in with Gen Z. We do this from time to time just to, I don't know, avoid confusion.
Yes.
Get inside their heads. Know what they're thinking. Bella, who's the only Gen Z here on the show, and she's joined us live in the studio. Bella, there's some new survey out, and what's it telling us? What's in and what's out for Gen Z?
So Live Nation, the entertainment company, has done a survey for over 2,680 Gen Z people around what's trending and what's not.
All right, fill us in. What do we need to know?
So the definitive list. What's in is country music.
Oh.
So what? 66% of the survey said country music is back in.
And is that why this. Beyonce's doing
Beyonce's
it?
Back.
That makes perfect sense.
We've got the rising fame of Luke Combs as well. People went ballistic for his shows.
Yes.
And that was across all age groups with particular focus to young people.
John Denver. Charlie Pride. Charlie.
Slim Dusty's back soon, I'm
Charlie
sure.
Slim Dusty. I'd love to have a beer with Duncan. Is he telling me Gen Z are genuinely into that?
I think it's one of those things where pop still is having its moment, but now there's that blurred genre, which is also referenced in sort of that genre fusion. But I guarantee this has been stemmed from the 2010s when there was those hybrid foods like the Cronuts. There's a latest thing where it's a crookie, which is a croissant and cookie blend.
Oh, my God.
So you've got the sushi burritos. I think that's definitely
a sushi burrito. That's worlds colliding.
In what's not trending.
Yep.
So one of the obvious ones, not having children.
Oh.
They're stinky. Oh. They're smelly. They're expensive. They're rude. Why would you ever actually want to have that in your life? Let's just cleanse this
children
toxic
are out.
Culture.
Boy,
children
half,
are toxic.
So Gen Z, what the line ends with Gen Z, does it?
The line ends with me.
You are the last generation, of course. Influencers are out. What are you talking about?
You know what? When it comes to influencers, do they think I'm an idiot? Like you jump onto Instagram and TikTok, and obviously what they're telling you is just a fake story. They're trying to sell something to you. And particularly with my generation, we are well aware of what's real and what's not, and we are hypercritical of this. We know that they're wanting to get money for it, and influencers, we're done. We're over.
Oh, well, I'll join you on that.
Coming in angry.
Gen Z, I will forever be in your debt if you can eliminate the influence of the influencer. Nepo babies are out. Why? What's your beef with Nepo babies?
Look, I love Nepo babies. Like, it was one of Donald Trump's famous moments when he announced that his father gave him a small loan of $1 million to get his life started. In what world is that actually a down-to-earth man? He's a man of the people. You know, I find them highly, highly amusing. But making massive news... Ciggies are back. Vapes are out and ciggies are back.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes.
They are back.
There's no way to smoke
all those. All these new vape restrictions, people are taking it back down. They're stripping it back to the simpler times of ciggies.
Oh, I'm going to take it to the next level and get myself an electronic voice box.
Ding, ding.
Hello, girls. How are you? Hello, girls. Dinner's on.
See me in my office.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's What the
f***? WTF?
4,000-year-old lipstick discovered in Iran, believed to be the world's oldest. What the f***?
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Is it yours, Tash?
Yes, it is.
I didn't think you were allowed in around. Are you allowed to wear makeup?
I think it's coming back in. Yeah, no. after I think it was 1980.
Are you sure?
I think so. But,
that's got stoning written all over it. You know, yes. Remember stonings? I'm going to ask this seriously. I mean, surely in the right circumstances.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah.
Surely, I mean, it's firm but fair.
Yep.
For everyone, absolutely.
Oh, no, for the girls. No. Now, if you just... Hi, honey, I'm home. Where have you been? doink. It just
what the hell?
Rock. I'm just saying, in the right,
in the right climate,
in the right circumstances, a stoning is not. You know, I don't feel it's.
Am I allowed to bring them in the studio?
Yeah,
because I'd be ducking right now, Michael.
Yeah, I'm not talking big ones. I'm talking big ones, just the odd pebble here and there. Yeah. Doink.
Yeah, you would be like Swiss cheese if we had our hands on stones.
Well, I think it's a traditional form of getting people into line.
Yeah, bring it back.
Sure.
It's getting a bit frosty here in the studio. Yes. All right, what have you got, MG?
Pepsi was invented in 1893, but it was first called Brad's Drink.
What the f***?
It was invented by Caleb Bradham, hence why it was Brad's drink. He sold it from his drugstore, but in 1898, they changed it to Pepsi Cola because the Pepsi means dyspepsia, which is good for indigestion, and cola for the flavour.
Oh, geez, it's a TED talk all of a sudden, mate. Oh, what are you doing? You got the pointer out? You got the overhead projector out? What are you doing? Taking us through it?
I'm going back to my debating
called Brad's.
Days.
Brad's, what was it called?
Brad's drink. Yes, Caleb
that's
Bradham.
Hardly. So that's not going to drag him in, is
no,
it?
No.
Give us another Braddy. What are you doing? Honking onto a Braddy. Oh, it's not working. Kat, what have you got?
A Randwick cafe has had an absolute shocker, selling a six-pack of hot cross buns for $30.
What the f***?
$5 a bar. Oh, what the?
See, that's a stoning.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's yep.
Walk in, throw them with your bikes.
Yeah, mate. $30 for what?
$30 for you get a six. So just a regular six pack that they usually sell, I think, for about $8.
$30.
You know, who'd be shitty about that? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't die on a cross for that.
No.
For a $30 pack of hot cross buns. that is a slap in the face for Jesus.
Inflation. Yes.
I mean, he's funded up with two public holidays. He's done everything he can.
He's done everything
for you, and then you're charging $30 for what? Four hot cross buns?
Six. Yeah.
$5 a piece.
I mean, they're disgusting anyway. So I can't imagine why he'd spend $30 anyway.
That is the cost of living. Really has gone. My mum always accuses me of not getting into the Easter spirit. Just once, Michael. Couldn't you get into the Easter spirit? Would you kill you in the Easter spirit? So what I did is I ran to the back garden and nailed myself to a cross. Are you happy, Ma? Are you happy now?
Or did she nail you to the cross?
she chucked some rocks at me.
She chucked rocks. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, 133353. Let's go, people. Money. How much money do we want?
$1,000. You have been unbelievably stingy this week.
Let's start with the callers and see how we go. Chris, what have you got?
Yeah. Walt Disney originally wanted to call Mickey Mouse Mortimer Mouse.
What the f***? Hang on. Well,
Morty.
Morty Mouse?
You better swear then.
There was a Mighty Mouse, wasn't there? There's was Mighty Mouse. Remember Mighty Mouse?
Yes.
It's always the... Why in cartoons are the mice always good and the cats always bad? Yet in real life we hate the mice or the rats, in a cartoon... Mm. And then it's all the cats are always in trouble. You know, there's not that many good cats, is there? Top Cat?
Yeah, Sylvester.
Garfield.
So you're Garfield. Not Sylvester was a bad cat, mate. He's always chasing Tweety Bird.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, I've told the story before, but I've punched out Sylvester at Movie World. No, remember that?
We were
filming for the Late Show, and we were filming Shit Scared. It was a character I played where I had a helmet on, and I was a bit simple. But we didn't have a script, so we were walking around Movie World, and I saw Sylvester the cat, and I've run up and I've dropped him. I punched him in the head and got him on the ground in a headlock. And I started punching him on the head, and I'm going, "That's for Tweety Bird." Anyway, and I turn around, and there were like parents grabbing their kids.
What the?
And running away. Okay, Morty Mouse, you're in the hunt, Chris. Charmaine, hey, what have you got?
Hi, in certain parts of Canada, you weigh less because the gravity changes. So, if you weigh in Australia, you're a lot less in Canada in certain parts.
Why does the gravity change in Canada?
I don't know. It's Niagara something to Falls. Do with like the like free flowing gravity or something, but it's only in certain parts. And you weigh about
sounded like bullshit to me.
Oh, I'm going to start going to the doctors in Canada. So,
something to do with Niagara Falls, I think.
Yeah, I know a lot of women will be moving to those parts of Canada. That's why I don't trust female jockeys, because they always lie about their weight, women. So at the weigh-in, you'd be going, how much is that? Oh, don't look. No.
35 kilos.
35 kilos, get on the scales. What are we saying? Is that fact checkers?
Yeah.
No, yep. They don't know what they're
talking about. No, I've got thumbs up from fact checkers.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. All right. Well, Charmaine, stay on the line. Troy, what do you got?
About a poor bastard named Yamaguchi who went to work one day in 1945, August, in a place called Hiroshima. Yep. Survived the first bomb, was badly injured, struck himself off. Got himself home to his hometown, Nagasaki, hoping to get another bomb go off.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What the f***?
That's a bad day.
Is that true?
Thumbs up. Yeah.
Oh, that's $200, Troy. There you go. No, any bloke who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki, mate, that guy wants to take out a lottery ticket. Yeah. That's as good. How's your weekend? How do you reckon it was?
Two nuclear bombs, man.
Nuclear bombs dropped on me. Jeez.
And he survived.
I don't know. All right, well done, everybody. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. This has got it all.
It has got it all, and we welcome Dr. David Riccio to the show. A massive round two looming, Doctor. Tomorrow night in particular for the Rabbitohs, no Whiten, no Campbell Graham, and now no Jai Arrow. What has happened with his latest injury to Jai Arrow, Doctor?
Yeah, good morning, MG. Look, it's another significant blow for South Sydney. Jai Arrow, as you said, look, he suffered the injury. It's a bicep tendon injury. MG, and he suffered it in the Las Vegas match late in that game. And originally there were fears that if Jai needed to undergo surgery, it would be season over. Now, South Sydney officials are going to take Jai Arrow down a rehab path and are hoping that he can get back onto the paddock within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So, look, it will depend on getting some strength back into that bicep. They are very confident, South officials, that we will see Jai Arrow back sooner rather than later. But it's another big blow. You mentioned Jack Whiten. He's not back until next week. And when he does come back, that'll obviously be a huge boost for the Bunnies. As you said, this massive game tomorrow night against the Broncos. Whoever loses is 0-2 to start the year.
Yeah, don't like the Rabbitohs' chances in this one, I'm afraid. There's been plenty of speculation about Zach Lomax at Saints. Obviously, he doesn't like playing winger. You've spoken to the Dragons. What are they saying about Lomax remaining at the club?
Yeah, look, MG, they're quite defiant that they want Zach Lomax for the rest of this season at least. He will be going nowhere. I had conversations with Saints officials yesterday, and that's what they're saying. We won't be releasing Zach. He will be with us for at least the rest of this year. They point to his performance against the Gold Coast Titans.
It was great. Yeah.
They're pointing to the way he's carrying himself at training. And they're saying that they're seeing a happy character and someone who really isn't kicking stones on the surface. Whether that's happening at home, we don't know. But certainly his performance against the Gold Coast Titans. And I must say, MG, it hasn't been reported that Shane Flanagan, the head coach, has an award of which he calls the Dragons Way Award. It's the coach's award. He gave it to Zach Lomax after that performance against the Titans. So, look, at this point in time, Lomax is in the red V.
A lot of noise permeates from clubs when they lose games, and the Bulldogs look like being one such team. A lot of noise about Matt Burton. Should he move from 5'8"? Should he go to centre? You got mail on this. Is this a possibility, Doctor?
Yeah, look, MG, I think what I can say is Matt Burton needs a performance against the Cronulla Sharks on Friday night. I think the Bulldogs coaching staff have been highly supportive of Matt Burton's ambition to play 5'8". They've supported that. They've done everything possible to motivate that. However, at this point in time, and certainly after that performance against Parramatta, they just want a little bit more from Matt Burton. We know that Toby Sexton, a capable half, is sitting in reserve grade, so we could see the elevation, if Burton doesn't deliver, of Sexton alongside Hutchison in the halves going forward for the Dogs.
Ooh, watch this space. And just finally, there's a massive fight night tonight on No Limits. In one word, who wins, Curtis Scott or Joey Leilua?
Ooh, CMG. Look, Joey Leilua was always cut from a different cloth. I'll go Joey MG.
Okay. Got you, Doctor. Go well. Talk to you next week, my brother.
Hey, thanks, guys. Go well.
We've been joined live in the studio by a friend of the show and one of the brains behind the front bar tonight, 8:30, Channel 7, Adam Rosenberg. Hey.
Good morning. Hey. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sydney. Just firstly, a congratulations that we are the capital of cocaine in this country. So well done.
Well done. And good luck to everyone out there pulling their weight in that department.
I think it should be on our number plates. Like, let's get right behind it. You know, take the flags down off the Harbour Bridge and put up a couple of big rolled notes.
Oh.
Let's celebrate it, Sydney. We're onto something.
The notes that unroll in the wind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
I like it. That's what we are. Be proud of it. Now, you were listening to our segment, Bombshells, earlier today.
Yeah, can I just say, is everything going okay with you, Michael?
Listen, I stand by my bombshell. Last night, on my own, home alone, I watched Paddington 2 and cried.
So did you type bear into the search thing looking for cocaine bear and it come up with Paddington bear? How did you end up at Paddington?
Imagine a cross between, imagine a Paddington cocaine bear.
Yeah.
So Paddington becomes... Like isn't a cocaine bear.
Well, isn't Paddington from Peru? This is starting to all come together.
Oh, wow.
Isn't Paddington from Peru? I don't know.
He likes
about
marmalade,
his background.
Mate.
Does he?
He does. He's not on the powder. What Paddington bear? Don't ruin Paddington 2 for me.
So there you go. I'm getting the thumbs up. Paddington is from Peru.
The fact checkers are saying Paddington's from Peru. Well, what's he doing in London?
Yeah, exactly.
He's dropping off. He's mulling. Exactly.
He's good apart from the gentleman.
Let's check that. Let's check that.
I'm looking forward to Paddington 3.
Yeah, let's check that package of 5,000 marmalade jars he's bringing in. I don't trust it. So what are you going to watch tonight? Are you going to watch Frozen?
Do you know what? There's a couple of good songs in Frozen. That's all I'm going to say. And I think I like the way it affirms positive characters for young girls.
Now, I heard you talking about the bombshells got me thinking about bombshells.
Oh, yeah, have you got one?
I've got a couple, actually.
Sure.
One of them was that I tried to set fire to the toilets in grade prep when I was in primary school.
Oh, it's a bombshell. Give him.
We tried to set fire to the toilets.
Was this a Flaming Edgar?
What's a Flaming Edgar?
Do you remember the Flaming Edgar?
No.
That was where you'd... It was like you'd leave it on someone's doorstep.
Oh,
you set fire to it and someone would try and stamp it out. Wasn't that a Flaming Edgar?
I didn't know it had a name. Did anyone actually do that or is that just one of those schoolyard rumours that went
over? We gave it a go. It always went wrong.
We did it. You did? Yeah. So if it goes wrong, then you burn down someone's house, which, again, is funny.
No, it's only on the front doorstep. And then they knock on the door and they come out and
they stomp it out.
It's a bit of harmless fun.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So, because my parents were smokers, so I knew how to work a match before I could ride a bike.
Yeah, sure.
And I remember, I don't remember the lead up to it, but I remember walking to school with Mum one day and walking ahead and this other kid, Steve, came up to me and I said, I've got them. So I'd stolen the matches earlier that morning before Mum and Dad got up.
Sure.
And then at Little Play, we went out and I was trying to set fire to the rolls of toilet paper in a wooden toilet block. And another kid dobbed on us.
It's like Cracker Night.
Yeah. Another kid dobbed on us and we ended up in the principal's office who went ballistic for some reason. And I can't believe...
what, he took umbrage? He did
take umbrage. And I can't believe this. My parents never got told about it, if you can... for some unknown reason.
What kind
reason.
Of era was that?
Yeah, well...
Kind of cone of silence, some kind
yeah,
of
I don't know
honor
why,
system?
Because I know my parents, if they knew, I would have found out about that. And they clearly had never been told for some unknown reason.
We go bombshells. You got another one for us?
Yeah, I do. I was actually thinking about this one. I had not thought about this since the incident happened, and I was talking about this with my girlfriend a few weeks ago. It didn't come into my head, but I remembered that I had pashed a teacher.
Whoa!
Who hasn't? Come on, man.
You pashed a teacher?
Who hasn't, MJ?
Yeah, who hasn't?
So you not at school. This is like 5 or 6 years after school. Oh. And I bumped into this particular teacher at a pub. And we just got chatting, and then outside we kind of were talking, and then ended up in a pash, and then that was it. And I'd completely forgotten about it.
What does she teach? That's pretty good.
I won't say what she teaches because that will give away who that is to anyone I went to school with.
Well, at school this week, I slept with one of my teachers.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah, big hello to Mr. Jenkins. Yeah, next time, let's make it consensual, shall we? Oh. MG, did you say you passed one of your teachers?
Year 10 formal. Yes, we did.
At the year 10 formal?
Yeah. Oh, what? Sorry, they were still a teacher at the time?
She was a relief teacher, She was only like 18, 19,
While we're doing this, I slept with one of my babysitters.
Really?
Yeah.
So not at the time?
No, not at the time.
Okay.
not at the time.
No, not when
many, years, many years later... I ran into a woman who goes, I used to bath you.
I
said, well, how do you feel like another one? And next thing you know, she's probably about 8, 10 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when she left, she goes, never tell your mother.
Absolutely, because your mum would want her money back.
Well, mum would be, listen. Happy about the whole situation. Well, I could chat, everyone.
Holy smokes.
I've enjoyed that one.
Confessions.
Should we change pace? Let's talk about Princess Kate quickly.
Oh, my God. Look at Tash. She's just lost her mind. Are you happy to talk Princess Kate?
100% to start with. All
right. Where do you want to start?
Okay, well, because I want to talk about how this ends in... I've got a story that ends in photoshopping, but Tash, you're obviously a big fan. Do you think there's a potential that those two have broken up?
Yes, that's one of the theories.
Whoa.
That's one of the reasons.
I think there's a... She's dead?
Yeah, she's dead?
But two to advocate are suggesting she's going in the jungle?
That'd be great.
That would be hilarious. Who else? You're saying they're broken up doesn't know how to do it. She wants to get out of the royal family.
And so they're keeping the relationship alive via photoshopping.
Rosie, you're right. Could be a theory.
So the photoshopping, I can excuse the photoshopping.
You think?
Well, everyone photoshops these days. I'll put a filter on it.
Filter
I don't
and
like
stuff
that.
Like,
I'm going to just move myself a little. I'm going to take out a chin.
Yep. I'm not a fan of it. See, when you break up with someone, I think that, because what do you do now? Because every photo that you have as a couple is on your phone. So back in the day when you broke up, it was a hard photo. Yeah, and then you would set fire to that, and that would be the end of it.
You like setting fire to things. you'd keep the negatives. You would.
But now when you break up with someone, you know, the phone goes, oh, what about this memory? And you're like, I didn't need that.
The phone keeps throwing memories up.
Yes, it does. It should know. Like, how good's this AI to go, I reckon it's doing deliberately.
Doing it deliberately?
This
will get in his kitchen.
I had a mate.
Oh, he seems like he's having a good day. Remember this? Happier times.
Yeah. And here's a photo of her with someone new that I've sought off the internet. But I had a mate, so this lends itself to some photoshopping. I had a mate who was going out with this guy. They went out for 5 years and she ended up in the family photo.
All right.
Right? So they ended up in the family photo. They broke up. She ended the relationship with him and their family airbrushed her out of the family photo. So you go around there and they'd put her in when they took the photo and they didn't realise it at the time. They put her on the outer edges of the family photo. So she was easily removable.
That is good. Look, they always planted her on the end.
Yes. And so they had like one hand on the shoulder and they just changed that over into the jumper. So they totally removed her. So they rewrote history.
So it's like the back of a Mad magazine.
Yes,
they could just fold it in and remove her.
And it's a car.
My mum's pretty good at this. She's got a table in our house with all the family photos.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And whenever I have a new girlfriend, I walk in and I can just see the last one's gone.
I mean,
but one of the photos has just been.
I got a feel for your mum. Your mum, yes. Though, she's just got frames in the background. Oh, another one.
Yeah, she remembered them. Yeah, she remembered the names.
Spare room. Hey, thanks for swinging by.
Absolute pleasure.
Front bar tonight. Who's on? Oh, the head of the AFL. Yeah, how's that for guests?
It's going to be a rip out.
Former Richmond Premiership captain.
Trent Cotchin, you take it easy, okay?
Well, yes, a bit of a fanboy there. All right, you get the idea. Thank you, Adam.
Cheers.
See you, Rosie.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.